Serendipitously, I looked under a rather inauspicious and small rock overhang and was taken aback by what I saw. Painted onto the wall under the overhang was a succession of small, stick-like human figures in a clear running stride. All were clutching delicate bows, quivers, and arrows. These hunters were running in one direction, from left to right across the rock face. In itself, this 2,000 or 3,000-year-old pictograph was not particularly extraordinary. But then I noticed something more, and it sent my mind reeling. It was the figure farthest to the right, the one leading the progression. It had its hands thrown up in the air in the universal runner's gesture of triumph at the end of a race. This involuntary gesture is reflexive for most runners who have fought hard, who have breathed the heat and smelled the fire, and then felt the exhilaration of triumph over adversity. The image of the Bushman remains, for me, an iconic reminder that the roots of our running, our competitiveness, and our striving for excellence go back very far and very deep. Looking at that African rock painting made me feel that I was witness to a kindred spirit, a man who had long ago vanished, yet whom I understood as if we'd talked just a moment earlier.